This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. Women currently make up around 4% of the UK prison population. According to the Ministry of Justice, the adult female prison population is expected to reach 4,300 by July 2025, up by a third from July 2021. The Justice Select Committee of MPs says there is yet to be any clear evidence that women are being diverted away from prison, despite pledges to develop other methods of punishment and rehabilitation. Seeking to change this alarming forecast is Imago Dei Prison Ministry. The Christian charity was established to help women of all faiths and none working in prisons to release women from a cycle of reoffending. CEO Tracy Sickle worked as a prison chaplain for 16 years before setting up Imago Dei in 2016.
From my experience of being in a prison setting, I just really felt that we needed far more interventions specifically around women. And so Imago Dei was formed out of that, just seeing the needs of women, you know, sitting there in their cells day after day, looking at their circumstances, and somebody needed to do something with their circumstances and help them to move out of what they were feeling, help them with maybe some of the trauma, the emotional baggage, some of the issues maybe that contributed to their committing crime in the first place.
In addition to their pastoral care, courses and workshops for those in prison, the charity also harnesses the experiences of women who are or have been in the prison system to dissuade others from following a similar path.
Part of our aim and our intention is to use women that have got lived experience of the prison system to come back into prisons. And eventually, once we've established it, a preventative system of going into schools and colleges and universities and sharing their stories of going to prison and hopefully avoid people from going down that same path.
Imago Dei provide ongoing support and mentoring, and the charity is also striving to reduce the stigma of a criminal conviction through campaigns like #SheMatters.
We wanted to reduce the stigma of having a criminal conviction. We wanted to make the public aware of the fact that women in the criminal justice system matter. So we started a campaign called #SheMatters, pretty much on social media. And out of that came various different projects. One is the She Matters charity shop that we've opened recently in Tunbridge Wells, where we have women with lived experience of prison coming and working in the shop with us for work experience, but also women that have got their community hours to do, they can come and do their hours with us instead of going into prison in the first place. Part of that She Matters campaign is building a database of local businesses that want to employ women with a criminal conviction to give them that second chance.
Finding employment and accommodation is vital to break the cycle of reoffending. More than 6 out of 10 women released from prison have nowhere to live. Imago Dei aim to offer housing with support and life skills training to help women integrate back into the community.
One of the biggest things that trip women up when they come out, they have no employment, they have no accommodation, so therefore they go back to what they know, oftentimes criminal activity, and then back into prison. So we decided that we wanted to provide some form of accommodation for women coming out of prison. We've been working on a project called Grace House. We are planning on opening an accommodation next year for 5 women coming out of prison in Maidstone. Basically a stepping stone to getting accommodation and employment of their own, where they will be supported in that journey, you know, helped with courses, different things that will help them to stay out of prison, to not reoffend, in order to get back on their feet.
The charity's mantra that every woman in prison has dignity, worth and the power to change underpins all of the work they do, from preventing offending in the first place to nurturing new skills and self-belief in prison and offering ongoing support and mentoring upon release. By empowering women to live with purpose and enabling them to make better choices, Imago Dei offers something even more valuable, the hope of a better future. I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.